again in about 3 weeks time in Chinese New Year.
然后呢，几周以后又要过新年，然后我们又会来一次庆祝。
Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the year is gone.
所以这一年快完了哟。
You know, we have many plans and many aspirations.
我们有很多的计划呀，很多的启示啊。
So if you haven't fulfilled them,
如果你还没有成就这些事情的话，
in 2 weeks time, you can do it again.
那两周以后我们就再来一轮吧。
Hallelujah. So today will be the last full sermon.
所以今天是最后一次这样正式讲道了。
Next week will be just a short one.
那下一周会那个讲道的时间会缩短。
I'd like to take this opportunity to thank everybody who come to church this year.
所以我也是想借着这个机会来谢谢我们一直每周这样来参加聚会的弟兄姊妹们，还有网上的弟兄姊妹们。
All part of the same family.
我们都是一家人。
This year we have more people listening and joining this family.
今年呢，我们也会有一些新的朋友都进入了我们这个新的家庭。
I'd like to thank all the elders and cell leaders.
我们也谢谢所有的长老们和所有的小组长们。
I'd like to thank the intercessors who pray every day.
也谢谢我们每天的这些代祷团队们。
Every single day.
每一天哦，他们都是代祷哦。
Betty and a group of intercessors, they pray for the church every single day.
Betty 带着我们所有的代祷团队们，每天都在为我们代祷。
Prayer is the most important thing in the house of God.
祷告是在一个聚会当中，在神的家里面最重要的事情。
It's not the sermon.
不是讲道哦。
It's the prayer.
是祷告哦。
Amen. So we thank the intercessors. We thank the worship team.
我们也谢谢敬拜团队。
If you notice this year, more children and youth are joining the worship.
你们发现今年的敬拜团队是不是有很多的年轻人都在参与？
Hallelujah! They bring something else.
他们带来了他们年轻人的气息。
And next week they will be doing the Christmas service.
那下一周哦，你们会看到他们自己亲自来带领你们来敬拜。
I'm looking forward to it.
我很期待。
Because they will make Christmas really happy.
因为他们会让我们觉得这个圣诞节特别开心的。
Because they really believe in Christmas.
因为他们是真正相信圣诞节的人。
Amen. We thank the PA team.
我们也谢谢那些音响团队。
We thank the cell group leaders, the cell groups.
谢谢那些小组长和小组的成员
们。We thank the youth.
也谢谢我们这些年轻人。
Especially, where's Josephine gone? Josephine does a lot.
特别是我们年轻人团队的这个组长
Josephine. Many of your family are blessed by Josephine and the brothers and sisters from my brother's church.
很多你们都会，你们的家人啊，还有你们的教会都会被 Josephine 和他们的那些年轻人领导团队所祝福到的。
As you know, it is hard work.
你们知道其实很不容易哦。
Trying to communicate to younger people.
要跟年轻人这样子来交流。
They are our future.
他们是，这些年轻人是我们的未来。
We who are old.
我们这些已经老了的人。
Pray more.
就继续祷告吧。
Amen. The younger people do more.
那些年轻人要多做一些的。
If you notice, this year, after the service, during the service, the youth and the young people serve the church.
你们有没有发现这一年你们看到侍奉教会最多的是不是都是年轻人？
Taking tea around.
他们来侍奉茶点。
You see, the adults, we fellowship.
大人呢就会有机会可以在一起团契。
We gossip.
我们还可以讲闲话。
But let the young children,Work.
让这些年轻人都在这里努力的来侍奉着。
Because they've been prepared for the Lord.
因为他们也是在预备自己侍奉神的时候。
Our strategy is that they will love the house of God.
那我们的计划就是让他们在侍奉当中更加爱主的家。
We don't want to be a church where we keep the young people in another room.
我们并不想这样做，就是把我们的年轻人放到一个额外的旁边的聚会。
So they come to church, but they don't actually come to church.
他们好似有来了教会，但是跟我们又完全分割开，就好像没来一样。
But what we do is we encourage, we make sure that they are involved in the church.
那我们想要做的是让他们跟我们一样都在一起聚会，然后也一起侍奉。
And listen to the sermon.
也一起来听讲道。
Because when they go to 18,
当他们十八岁以后，
they go to university.
他们要去大学了哦。
Do you want them to come back?
你还想让他们再回来吗？
When they come back to the same church that they've been serving.
他们要是能回来，又回到一个他们曾经长大的教会，曾经侍奉过的教会。
But if you kept them away,
如果你一直把他们都关在门外的话，
when they turn 21,
那等他有一天21岁了，
to come to the main church they've never been before.
那他们回到我们当中的会觉得很陌生，就好像从来没参加过我们一样。
That is a mistake that the church is making.
这是很多教会现在正在犯的一些错误。
Let's involve our young people.
让我们把我们的年轻人都一起卷在我们的侍奉当
中。So we who are old like me.
如果你像我一样这么老的话。
We pray.
我们就继续祷告。
We fellowship.
我们就一起来团
契。We drink and we eat.
然后我们一起吃，一起喝。
Amen. And we bless our younger congregation and let them participate in the Lord.
我们来祝福我们的下一代，让他们更多的参与到侍奉主当中。
Because we who are older,
因为我们这些已经年老的人，
we need to preach the gospel.
我们要去外头，要跟他们传福音。
Because your friends and my friend, your family, they do not have many years left.
你和我的朋友们都像我们这样的年纪都已经没有很多年活了。
So we focus on prayer.
所以我们要把大量的时间花在祷告上和福音的工作上面。
Pray for our family.
也为我们的家人祷告。
So that our younger generation can be ready for the Lord Jesus.
让我们的年轻人的这一代能够为了主已经预备好。
Amen. So we thank the Sunday school teachers, the youth leaders,
谢谢所有的主日学的老师们，谢谢所有年轻人的这些领导者们。
We thank the interpreters.
我们谢谢翻译者。
Without them, you will not know what I'm talking about.
你要是没有翻译者的话，你也听不懂我在讲什么，是不是？
I'm not sure whether what you hear is the same sermon.
但是我一直都好奇，说你们听到的是一样的道吗？
But the fact that you are here, the sermon that they preach must be better.
那我觉得，如果你们还今天在这里的话，证明这个翻译出来的道应该也不差哈。
And as a church.As the Lord bless the church,
那当主来祝福这个教会时
then we thank the ushers.
我们也谢谢那些来欢迎团队的人
We thank the people online.
还有那些在网上的弟兄姊妹们
We thank the brothers and sisters in Hong Kong praying.
还谢谢那些在香港的肢体们一直和我们一同同心祷告
And so we thank those who serve in the tea and coffee.
还有那些一直在茶点服侍的人
AndThank you as a congregation.
还谢谢你作为我们的会众之一。
Above all, thank you for the offerings and the tithe that you faithfully give.
还有你们每一个的每月的奉献、十一奉献和你们平时的爱心奉献，都谢谢你们。
No matter how spiritual we are,
不管我们有属灵还是不属灵
No matter how anointed we are,
不管你认为自己有恩高还是没有恩高
you still have to pay bills.
你仍然是需要花钱买账单的，是不是
？So I thank.Brothers and sisters who faithfully give.
所以谢谢这些一直在付账单的弟兄姊妹们。
And may the Lord prosper you.
愿神大大的来祝福
你们。In this coming
year. 让你们丰盛。
Shall we pray first?
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for this 2024.
主啊，我们为2024年谢谢你。
Thank you for the lives that you saved.
谢谢你在这一年所拯救的那些灵魂。
The lives that you have delivered.
这一些年你所释放的灵魂
and that you are healing,
还有你所医治的生命
and that you are healed,
和那些已经得医治的
Thank you for the ongoing work that you are doing in our midst.
主啊，谢谢你在我们当中一直不停的工作
Thank you for teaching us more about Jesus.
谢谢你一直教导我们关乎耶稣的事情
Thank you for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
谢谢圣灵和我们一直这样的团契
And thank you, Lord, for the love of the Father.
主啊，谢谢你父神给我们的爱
So, Father, we pray today,
亲爱的父神，我们今天这样祷告。
That we exalt Jesus, who is King.
我们来大大的高举耶稣，成为
我们的王。And that we acknowledge that He is Lord.
我们也知道耶稣是我们的王。
That He is our Savior.
是我们的救主。
And that this Christmas is all about Him.
所以今这一次的圣诞节，再次都是关乎于耶稣基督。
Incarnation and His sacrifice.
关乎他的道成肉身为我们的牺牲。
And it is all about You, Father, Your love towards us.
还有父神都是关乎于你给我们的爱。
And it is all about You, Holy Spirit.
都是关乎你圣灵。
For You make everything real to us.
是你让所有的一切都变成实际。
So I just pray that during this time.
所以主啊，我们在这里祷告。
That every family, Lord, will know Jesus.
每一个家庭都会来认识你。
And that they will.Feel and acknowledge and experience the love of the Father.
让他们能够认识你，知道你，也感受到父神的爱。
So coming year, Lord.
主啊，在接下来的一年。
May you build on the things that you have been doing this year.
让你今天在继续在我们今年已经成就的事情上面继续工作。
And may we be a person that will bear fruit.
让我们成为那真实的结果子的生命。
And a church that will bear fruit.
和一个结生命果子的教会。
Thank you for all that you have done.
主啊，谢谢你在我们当中的工作。
And we are grateful to you.
我们在你面前感恩。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Hallelujah. Today I want to talk to you about God with us.
今天我们的讲题是神与我们同在。
You know, I've been struggling.
我一直都很挣扎说
Because I keep saying to the Holy Spirit,
我对圣灵说
you know, Holy Spirit, you know, they heard enough.
觉得、哦、他们已经听了很多了吧圣灵
But somehow, the Holy Spirit knows we still haven't got it yet.
但是圣灵却一直知道这个还敲打得不够
We still don't realize that God is with us.
我们甚至都还没有很实际的意识到神如何的与我们同在
God is with me.
神怎么和我自己来同在的
you,
和其他人同在的
Every day.
每一天
Amen. And the most important thing you need to know is God is to be experienced.
那你最需要知道的就是神是给我们来经历哦。
We experience God.
我们是经历神的。
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is to be experienced.
那父、子和圣灵都是要有亲身经历的。
God is not just a knowledge.
神不只是一个头脑的知识。
Not just somebody that we read in the Bible.
不是我们就是读读圣经就了解的知识。
God wants us to experience Him in everyday life.
而是神想让我们每一天的生活中间都能够经历到他。
His tangible presence.
和他那触摸到的感受的真实的感觉。
His unique ways, different ways to hear that He speaks to us.
和他的跟你们说话的那独一的方式。
His fingerprints all over our lives.
神的手印在我们生命中每个地方都能见到。
That God wants us to understand He is there with us.
所以神想让我们能够看到他真与我们同在。
In the busy day, you know, in the busyness of our lives, sometimes we forget God is with us.
很多时候我们一忙碌就彻底忘了神跟我们同在这件事情。
When we're under challenge and we're under pain, sometimes we forget God is with us.
在我们在逆境当中、痛苦当中，就经常忘了神还同在着。
It's not just in the mind.
所以这不是一个头脑的知识。
He's really there.
是神真实的与我们同在着。
Amen. I just pray that this Christmas and the coming year, this is the one thing that all of us will excel in.
所以我祷告这个圣诞节和我们新来的一年，我们在这一点上再次的增进。
God is with us.
让我们真实的认识到神真与我们同在。
Amen. You know,If you just read about a person, you never get to know them.
就像你要是读一个人的自传，并不见得你真的认识这个人。
You can just read and read about a person, you think you know them.
你好像把他的故事都读了很熟了，自以为认识他似的。
But it's nothing like until you meet them.
但是跟你真实见到他相遇的那一天，感受是完全不一样的。
You see, we cannot just comprehend something through our mind.
所以我们好似是在头脑中能够理解一些事情。
Relationship requires face to face.
但是人与人之间的关系和人与神的关系需要完全面对面的相遇的。
Interaction.
是需要跟对方有相交的。
It needs the touch.
是需要真实的触摸的。
Babies need the touch of the mother.
就像一个小婴儿是需要母亲真实的触摸
To feel secure.
才能有真实的安全感。
You can't say to the baby,I'm here, don't worry, I'm here, don't worry.
你不可能一直跟一个婴儿说没事了妈妈在这里。
You can't just give a book to a child.
或者是你给这个小孩子一本书来读。
You can't just keep talking to a child.
或者是你不停地对这个小孩子说教。
What a child needs is a hug.
小孩子最需要的是一个身体上的触摸和拥抱。
It's more than words.
这个比语言的力量要大得
多。Isn't it great? You can study the Bible until you got3-4 PhDs.
你可以一直学圣经啊，学到各种博士学位啊，拿三个奖项又怎么样呢？
I met people with several PhDs in theology.
我看到有，我也认识过很多拿了博士学位、神学位的人哦。
But that doesn't mean they know God.
但是他们并不见得真的认识神哦。
Amen. If it's not translated into real life.
如果他们的这些知识没有真的进入到他们生命中来。
It is important to read about God, to study about God.
是的，先要先读一读关乎神是好的。
It is even more important to actually experience Him.
但是更重要的是要经历神。
In a tangible way.
真真实实的在关系中经历到。
In everyday life.
在每一天的平凡生活当
中。This is why prayer is so important.
这是为什么祷告又如此的重要。
It's not that God doesn't know what you want to pray.
不是说神想不知道你要讲什么。
Because God wants to see you to see answer prayers.
但是神想让你去经历在祷告的过程当中经历神是如何工作，如何打祷告。
Because when God answers a prayer, it tells you that He heard your prayer.
如果当你自己经历到祷告是怎么样得答复的时候，你才会真的这样说，神是答祷告的神。
When you realize God heard your prayer,
当你意识到神真的听到我祷告的那一刹那，
it brings all kinds of experience into your heart.
那种心里的经历是别的事情不能及的。
To realize that God heard you,
你突然意识到原来神真的听得到我祷告啊。
That He cares about you.
他这么的关心我吗？
Amen. It's an experience.
这是一个经历。
And that is the area, the number one area the enemy attacks.
这就是魔鬼的伎俩里面最重要的一点，就是他让你经历不到。
He will come in between your prayers and God's answer.
他会成为你的祷告和神的答复中间的一个阻拦。
He's always coming to intercept between you and God.
他就是阻拦你们两者之间有联系。
Because the devil wants to portray.
因为魔鬼想要的一个成就是。
That God is not hearing you.
让你觉得神听不到你祷告的。
Nothing is working in your life.
然后生命中什么事情都不管用。
And that there is no God.
然后神就根本不存在吗？
If the devil cannot stop you from being saved, he will stop you from experiencing God.
那如果魔鬼不能让你真的去信，停阻止你信神，那他就阻止你真实经历神。
Let's make it a priority.
所以让我们把这个成为重中之重。
To see God in action in our lives.
要亲自的经历到神在我们生命中间的工作。
When we fellowship with Him.
当我们和神团契时。
To have a real relationship.
去真实的跟神有一个亲密的关系。
Where He touches us in different ways.
当他借着各样的方式来触摸我们。
God has many ways to touch our hearts.
你会发现神触摸我们的方式各不一样哦。
He has many ways to surprise us.
他有很多各样的惊喜给我们的。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, He is real.
弟兄姊妹们，你知道神有多么的真实吗？
Even though He is invisible.
就算你是看不见他的。
We don't need to see to know reality.
你并不需要借着看见来知道那个实际。
We just need to open our hearts.
而是打开我们的心。
And believe there is a God.
来相信神的这个实际。
Who knows about what was happening.
知道神看见了一切。
And He's got a plan.
也知道神有他的计划。
I often find the problems I face today, God has already planned the answer years ago.
我经常会经历到说，我今天所解决的问题是神在早很多年前就已经预备要解决的了。
How many of you have experienced, like years ago, certain things you learn, certain things you do, what was the point of all that?
你很多时候觉得，哎，我很多年前经历了一些很奇怪的、莫名其妙的事情，都是为了什么？
Then years later,
但很多年以后，你突然发现，
you just needed that.
你原来那些经历都管用的。
The person that you met,
你遇到过的那些人。
Something that you read,
那些你读过的书。
Is relevant today.
都跟今天的事情有关的。
Because God has planned it.
因为神一直有这样子的计划。
God knows.
神知道。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, do not ever allow the devil to cause unbelief in your mind.
所以弟兄姊妹们，千万不要让魔鬼有机可乘，让你有那个不信。
100% God really, really loves us.
100%的确信知道神爱我们。
He loves us so much.
爱我们爱到不得了。
That is impossible to understand why.
就是都无法理解他要怎么这么爱我们呢？
And it is also 100% true that He is good to us.
而且还有100%的确信神是良善的。
But if you are not experiencing it today,
如果你今天都没有经历过这种良善。
There is a hindrance.
那中间就有阻拦了。
There's an interception.
那中间就有打扰，就是让你接受不了信息。
There's an attack on your mind.
会让你的头脑里面有攻击。
There's a resistance.
会让你觉得有阻拦，有拒绝。
And your homework is to pray and find out what is it.
你的功课就是要祷告，然后要发现。
Even if you don't know.
就算你都不知道答案。
Allow the Holy Spirit to remove it for you.
也要允许，要圣灵来亲自做工，拿走这事。
I thank God.There are many things that I experienced that came from dreams.
我感谢神，我经常通过做梦这件事情经历到神。
The Holy Spirit keep on telling you.
圣灵经常在我的梦里面跟我讲一些事情。
Every time when I wake up, what was that?
每次我一醒来的时候，
what was that?
我就觉得，哎，
为什么？ What was that?
这又是在跟我
讲什么？ And then when you begin to seek the Holy Spirit,
然后你每天就开始在寻求圣灵的说话。
A little bit by little bit, you understand.
一点一点的，你开始明白了。
And then when He set you free,
然后当他来释放你时，
the dream stops.
那个梦就没有了。
And then your life is free.
然后你的生命得自由了。
You think differently.
你会有一个不同的思想了。
God is real.
神这么的真实。
God speaks to us.
神是对我们说话的神。
He needs to touch you.
他需要来触摸你。
And you need to touch him.
你也需要触摸到他。
Amen. Can you imagine if a couple do not hold hands, do not touch each other?
你可以想象一对夫妻连手都不牵，或者身体都不触碰。
Relationship requires touching, interaction.
人与人之间的关系就是需要一种触摸，能够真实的触摸到的这种感觉。
And so God with us.
所以神真是与我们同在。
It's all about Him coming to us.
都是关于神自己主动来到我们当中。
Because we can't reach Him.
因为我们是没有办法去到神那里。
So He has to reach us.
所以都是神自己主动来。
God's arm is longer.
神的手比我们长得多。
He is more able.
他完全可以做得到。
He reaches out from heaven.
他从天上伸出他的手臂。
And he found a way to touch us.
然后他用一种方法来触摸到我们。
From Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录。
God has one objective.
神就是有一个计划。
He wants to be with us.
他想与我们同在。
That's why in the book of Revelation.
所以在启示录当中。
We read about the New Jerusalem coming down.
我们读到了新耶路撒冷从天而降。
God is no longer living in heaven. He's living on earth with us.
神都不要在天堂住着了，他要到人间与我们同住。
In the Old Testament, we see all the complicated animal sacrifices.
在我们的旧约当中，经常看到这种牛与羊的动物献祭。
All the different regulations.
有看到各样子的律法。
Very strict regulations.
很多很严肃的规条。
All the blood that had to be shed.
还有那种要血献的祭。
Why?
为什么要这么麻烦？
So that he can be with us.
就是为了神能够到我们当中和我们同在。
There's something about God.
所以关乎神的一切。
You and I need to know.
你我都想知道。
He is holy.
他是这样的圣洁。
And this is what the enemy is exploiting.
所以呢，魔鬼就想阻断这一点。
He wants to keep us away from the holy God.
他就是想让我们跟圣洁的神发生不了联系。
The more you get closer to God,
你越跟神走近呢，
His holiness will cause you to change.
神的圣洁就会更让你来改变。
Amen.You try and change is very difficult.
你自己想改变试试看，很难的。
But when you come closer to God,
但是当你跟神相遇时，
you automatically change.
很多那种改变都是不自觉的，自然而然就发生了。
And this is Christmas.
今天的这一次的圣诞节。
This is what Christmas is all about.
这就是圣诞节所庆祝的中心。
That Christ, who pre-existed,
就让我们知道耶稣一直都存在的。
You know, God is in three persons.
神是有三个位格。
The Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit.
父子和圣灵。
Before they created the heavens and the earth.
在创世之前。
They already exist.
他们就已经在那里了。
Jesus already exists before the earth.
耶稣已经在创世之前就已经存在了。
And the Bible tells us that.
圣经是这样告诉我们的。
So Matthew chapter 1 verse 20.
所以我们来看看马太福音一章二十节。
Now Mary...has become pregnant.
这个时候玛利亚呢怀了孕。
Now in those days, if you got pregnant, people and then you have not yet been married, it is a sin.
那个时候呀，如果你是未婚先孕的话，你是犯大罪了。
But Joseph loves Mary so much.
但是当时约瑟是真的很爱玛利亚。
That doesn't want Mary to be, you know,punished.
他不想让玛利亚的那个名声臭了。
So he was thinking about what to do.
他就在想我要怎么保护我的妻子呢？
But an angel of the Lord came.
然后主的使者就来到约瑟的梦中，对他说话。
That what's happening to Mary is not because of adultery.
告诉他说关乎玛利亚的事情不是因为她犯奸淫哦。
It's a fulfillment of scripture.
是我们的经文要成就
成真的了。That a virgin,
关乎于童女
will.Be carrying the Son of God.
童女要生出神的儿子来这件事情。
Now, so we read here.
所以我们来读读。
But as he considered these things, this is Joseph. Behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, Do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit.
二十节，正考虑这事的时候，忽然主的使者在约瑟梦中向他显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要害怕，把你的妻子玛利亚娶过来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”
Notice it is in a dream.
看清楚哦，他是在梦里面显现。
If God can speak to Mary in a dream, He can speak to you in a dream.
如果神可以这样在梦中对约瑟说话，那也能这样对你说话。
If I had that kind of dream,
如果我有那样子的梦的话，
with today's modern mentality,
那带着我今天现代的这种思维，
and I wake up,
我早上一起来，
and Suzanne's pregnant,
然后我说我的老婆就怀孕了。
I said, no way.
我说不可能啊。
I've been watching TV too much.
我可能是不是看电视看多了？
Or could it be the pizza that I was eating yesterday?
还是我昨天吃披萨吃错了？
And we find all kinds of excuses.
我会找各样的借口去拒绝。
An explanation.
和各种所谓的解释的方法。
The Bible tells us that Joseph had a dream and didn't even explain it, but it's profound. This is important.
所以在圣经里面，约瑟就这么做了一个梦。根本不需要解释的，就是一个很深的梦。
Life and death.
这个是关于生和死的梦。
This is to do with a person that could be accused of adultery.
这个是关乎于他的妻子会背着一个奸淫的罪名的这种梦。
See, God knows how to communicate.
但是神却知道怎么跟约瑟说话。
Joseph knew.
所以约瑟心里很清楚。
And explain that it come the Mary is pregnant because of the Holy Spirit.
所以告诉了约瑟说，你的妻子怀孕是从圣灵来的。
Another thing you need to understand in this verse, the Holy Spirit.
那第二个你们要明白的，在这个经文里面
，The Holy Spirit has always been on earth.
圣灵其实一直在世上哦。
He is the person of the Trinity. Throughout the Bible, you always find he's on the earth.
其实圣灵在圣经里面记载，他一直都是在地上工作的。
He is the most precious, precious person.On the earth.
他是最宝贵最宝贵的一个位格，一直在地上待着的这个位格。
Same Holy Spirit.
所以
that caused Mary to carry Jesus is the same Holy Spirit that dwells in us.
那今天这个让玛利亚怀孕的圣灵，就是那住在你我里面的圣灵。
And the next verse 21 it says, She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this.Took place to fulfill what the Lord has spoken by the prophet.
二十一节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。这整件事的发生是要应验主借着先知所说的话。
Verse 23.
二十三节。
So this is the prophecy. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son.And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us.
这个重要的预言就是二十三节，必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻译出来就是神与我们同在。
So when it says God is with us,
当我们说神与我们同在
，What does it mean?
什么意思啊
？Well, it means.God comes to us.
就是神到我们当中的意思。
Amen. But to us, it also means God is with us.
对你我来言，就是神真的跟我们同在了。
It's not just Jesus coming to us, and then he goes.
不是说来了又走哦，就一直在了。
That would be a tragedy if Jesus come, die, and he ascend, and that's it.
那要是耶稣来了，然后死了，然后就升天了，走了，这不成了悲剧了吗
？But God with us means not only Jesus come, but the Holy Spirit has come and stayed with us.
所以神的计划是，不光要耶稣来，连圣灵来了以后，就直接住在我们里面，不走了。
And when Jesus comes, is what we call the incarnation.
所以当耶稣来到我们中间的时候，我们就用了这个词叫道成肉身。
The incarnation is when Jesus.God become a human being.
我们说的是一个神性的神变成一个人性人。
That's Christmas.
这就是我们说的圣诞节的意义。
When Jesus become a human being.
当耶稣真成为一个人到我们当中。
Why?
为什么？
Because he is God.
因为他是神。
God cannot die.
神是死不了的。
God is eternal.
神是永恒的。
God cannot suffer.
神是受不了苦的。
God is powerful.
神是有能力的。
So he cannot be our sacrifice if he cannot die.
所以他不能够成为我们的祭物，如果他自己都死不了的话。
Amen. How can he die?
那怎么样才能让神有机会死呢？
When he becomes man.
那只能变成人才能死啊。
That is the fundamental basic of the incarnation.
所以这就是道成肉身的最简单的理解。
That he becomes a man.
当他变成人时。
Fully man.
真正的完全的人哦。
So he can become our sacrifice.
他才能成为我们的祭物。
That's why he was born in a manger.
所以他在马槽里出
生。What it means, right? Manger.He was wrapped in a cloth. He was put in a trough where animals would eat.
耶稣基督是被包裹起来，放在了马槽里。马槽是那些动物吃东西的地方。
That's why he's called the bread of life.
所以我们叫耶稣为生命的粮。
So that through his death, we can eat of him.
借着耶稣的死，我们可以吃他。
Amen. Sounds horrible.
听起来好像是食人族这样的可怕。
Adam and Eve.Ate and became sinful. We ate and become righteous.
都是跟吃有关的。亚当夏娃呢，是吃错了果子，就变成了有罪。我们一吃对了呢，我们又变成了义人。
So be careful what you eat.
所以吃东西要注意哦。
Amen. What you eat is what you become.
你吃什么，你就成为什么的。
Hallelujah. So Jesus is in a manger. So eat.
所以耶稣呢，他就成为了马槽里喂人食物的那个食物。
He's a sacrifice.
他是祭物。
That's why Jesus said, "Eat of me."
所以耶稣说，你们要吃我的肉，喝我的血。
Because by eating His flesh, drinking His blood, we are cleansed from our sins and we become righteous.
因为我们在吃主的肉、喝主的血的时候，我们就已经被主洁净，成为义人。
So the pre-existing Christ has to become a man.
所以这一刚开始就存在的耶稣必须有一个办法要变成人。
And that's why 2000 years ago on Christmas Day we rejoice.
所以2000年前我们就这么的喜乐，为了这么一个好消息。
Because Christ has become one of us.
因为神却成为了我们当中的一个人。
When he becomes one of us, then there is sacrifice.
当他成为我们当中普通
的人的时候， He is our representative.
他成了我们的祭物，成了我们的代表。
That's why I say to you, repentance is a gift.
所以我对你们说，悔改是一个礼物。
Forgiveness is a gift.
饶恕更是一个礼物。
None of that will be possible without Christ coming to us on Christmas.
如果不是因为神道成肉身来到我们当中，这些事情都变得不可能了。
And so in First John, in John chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, it says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was God.In the beginning with God, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
约翰福音一章一到三节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在，万物都是借着他造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
So this verse, these three verses basically say to us that Jesus is the beginning.
所以这里面在说耶稣就是最初的那个话语，那个道。
And that he is God.
那个话语就是神。
And the third point is, he was the one who made everything.
在告诉我们说耶稣基督他就是那个造万物的。
He said, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made.
这里面说万物都是借着他造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
Are you made?
你是被造的吗？
Yes.
是的。
So who are you made for?
那你是怎么样被造的？
He's made for him.
你是为了谁被造的？你是为了父神被造的。
Christ.
被耶稣被造的。
Amen. You understand, brothers and sisters?
大家明白吗？
He is from the beginning.
所以这里是最初、太初、最刚开始。
Because he is God.
然后就有一个神了。
And then John is saying,In fact, he is the creator himself.
然后约翰在说耶稣他自己就是那位创造者。
Hallelujah. So do not forget, Jesus is God and he is creator.
所以要记住耶稣是神，耶稣也是那个造物主。
And that's what John is trying to tell you.
这是约翰想让你知道的。
Although this baby that was born,
虽然看着好像是出生的一个婴孩,
that baby in the manger is God.
但是那个在马槽里的婴孩是神。
And the theologians call that, this is the period of humiliation.
神学家说，对于耶稣来说，这是一种羞辱。
God in nappies.
说一个有穿尿布的婴孩是神。
God having to learn to walk.
一个穿着尿布还要学走路的一个婴孩是
神。God having to eat. Having to go to toilet.
一个是要吃还要上厕所的神。
Having to drink milk.
还要喝奶的神。
Having to work.
还要去工作的神
having to suffer,
还要去受苦的神
having to learn,
还要去学习的神
God is all powerful,
神是这么万能的
God is all knowing,
神什么都知道
and yet,
但是
he humbled himself,
他却谦卑自己
he had to wear nappies,
他还要去穿尿布
become helpless,
变成那种无助的小婴儿
that is humiliating,
这是对神很大的羞辱
And all the creation is looking at the baby. What is God up to?
所有的创被造者望着这个被创造的神躺在马槽里说
All the angels are looking. What's going on?
然后所有的天使都看着说他来干嘛
How can our creator is wearing nappies?
怎么搞得我们的创造者穿着尿布躺在马槽里
Do you understand?
大家明白吗?
Jesus had to be like us.
因为耶稣需要像我们一样成为人
We all had to wear nappies.
我们小时候都得穿着尿布
We all had to drink milk.
我们小时候都要喝奶
We all had to learn.
我们都需要学习
We all suffered.
我们都需要受苦
And so did he.
所以主也一样
Amen. Isn't that God wonderful?
是不是这么好的神啊
Amen.
Amen.
You see, God with us is not just Christ being with us.
我们讲到神与我们同在，不光是说基督与我们同在。
Because after the resurrection and ascension, he went up into heaven and became the king.
因为当耶稣死而复活，升天以后，他成了那万王之王。
God with us means God is with us always, forever.
神与我们同在，是说他一直与我们同在，不是来了就走哦。
So the disciples thinking,You are just resurrected, and now you disappeared in your ascension.
所以他的这些门徒们就说：“哎，你不是刚复活吗？你怎么就要走了呢？就要到天上去了吗？”
You see, Christ ascended in order to be nearer to us.
其实耶稣升天的目的是为了跟我们再走近一步。
Now this is difficult to understand, but it's actually a simple concept.
虽然听着好像很复杂，不好懂啊，其实很简单的。
You see, Christ can be with us through the Holy Spirit.
我们要说的就是神可以借着圣灵的方式和我们同在。
And where does the Holy Spirit come?
那圣灵要从哪里来呢?
He comes to dwell in us.
他要住到我们里面有地方住。
So where is God now?
所以神在父神在哪里?
He's everywhere.
他哪里都在。
He's in heaven.
他在天上。
But for you and I,
与你我而言,
the most important is he's here.
我们最想知道的就是他真的是跟我们同在，在我们的里面。
And I tell you, he really is here.
是的，主真是在我们的里面。
He's here. When he's not here, then you realize.
当他不在你里面的时候，你一对比就知道了。
God really is here.
所以神真的是在我们里面的。
In other words, he's with you.
他是与你我同在的。
So wherever you go,
所以不管你去到哪里
you are carrying him.
你都是带着他的，装着他的。他一直在你的里面的。
So in other words, he's with you.
这就是他与你同在的证据。
Jesus called that peace.
耶稣叫这个，他叫这个
平安。Peace is with you.
说平安与你同
在。That peace that you have in your heart is the Holy Spirit.
你里面的平安就是圣灵他自己。
How do I know the Holy Spirit is in my heart?
我怎么知道圣灵在我的里面呢？
Because I have a peace that is not my peace. It's something different.
因为我知道我里面有一个人所造不出来的平安在里面。
If you have this peace that you know.Comes from heaven, you know the Holy Spirit is with you.
当你有这样子的平安的时候，你确定的知道这个平安不是来自于世间的人的，而是圣灵与我的同在。
The Holy Spirit is with me.
知道圣灵与我同在。
Now let me give you just a little bit of understanding to help you to understand this.
那我们再来解释一下，看看大家能不能更多理解一点。
Now I might get myself into trouble.
那我可能自己这么讲呢，你们会觉得我讲的不
When God made Adam,
当神造了亚当,
man, I know some people disagree with this.
我知道可能有人会反对,
some theologians disagree with this.
因为有一些神学家也是反对这个讲
法。Some theologians believe that man is in two parts, physical and spiritual.
那有的神学家说神呢有两个领域哈，一个是自己的物质领域肉体的领域
that,
一个是看不见的属灵
the body
一个是身体
and then the soul and spirit are the same thing
他们把灵和魂呢不分开好说成是一种
but I believe man is in three parts
但是我却相信神是有三个部分
and I know I'm right
人有三个部分我知道我是对的
and that will get me into trouble
那如果有人要争论的话
Because man is body, soul and spirit
我觉得那三部分是身体、魂和灵
And if you experience God long enough You realize you are
如果你要真的认真的经历神你会发现这三部分都是
You really have a spirit inside you
你能够真的经历到你里面的灵
Okay So when you die
所以你去世以后
Your soul and spirit goes into heaven.
你的魂和你的灵都会上到天堂。
And the soul and spirit is called the spirit man.
所以你的灵和魂叫做那个灵人。
And after you die, you're still conscious.
当你死了以后，其实你还是知道情况的。
So I believe when God made Adam and Eve.
所以我知道当神造了亚当和夏娃的时候
，that Adam and Eve were the temple of the Holy Spirit.
亚当和夏娃就是圣灵要居住的那个殿。
Now that might get me into trouble, but I sincerely believe it, and you may not believe me.
我知道有人可能想争论哈，这是我自己真的是这么相信的。
I believe when God made Adam and Eve, the Holy Spirit dwell in them.
我相信神造了亚当和夏娃，就是为了让圣灵有一个居住之处。
He dwelled in our spirit.
他居住在我们的灵里面。
And then when man sinned against God, the Holy Spirit left.The temple.
当人犯罪以后，圣灵离开了他们所居住的这个人身，他去了其他。
So that when you and I are born into this world, we still are body, soul, and spirit, but our spirit has the Holy Spirit missing.
那我们一出生以后，我们人还是有三部分的人，有身体、魂和灵，但是那个圣灵不住在里面。
But the Holy Spirit is the part that makes us God conscious.
那个里，我们里头的那个人的灵，让我们一直知道，哦，有一个灵好像
跟我们是通的。He connects us to God.
他让我们知道有跟神有个相通的方法。
And so when we give our life to Christ, when Jesus' blood cleanses us,
所以当我们把我们的生命交给神，当神的宝血来洁净我们
时，the Holy Spirit returns.
这个时候圣灵就可以回来了。
Back into this temple.
回到他所造的这个人的灵这个殿里面。
Now you may argue, some people may not agree with this.
也许有人不同意啊，也许有人会争论。
But the longer I become a Christian, the more I'm convinced.
但是我越当时基督徒的时间长呢，我就越加相信是这样回事。
What happened in the Garden of Eden?
这个就是我们所说的伊甸园里头的关系。
There is one verse in the Bible that could support this. It's in Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
那我们来看一看圣经里是不是有这样子的经文呢？
When man became so sinful, and before God judged the earth, Genesis chapter 6 verse 3 gives us a clue.
当人犯罪了以后，神审判了世界，我们就能从创世纪六章三节看到这个。
Then the Lord said, My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh, his days shall be 120 years.
耶和华说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就 不永远住在他里面，然而他的年岁还是可活到120年。
Some translations say shall not strive with the spirit.
也有些翻译说他不能够跟灵不能住在里面
striving 挣扎
就不能挣扎在里面
Now, I read the Hebrew
我看了原希伯来文
I'm convinced it says abide
我觉得最好的翻译就是我们现在看到这个英文词 abide 是在里面
and
居住在里面
Chinese is right as well
中文也是翻译的很正确说是居住在里面
God is saying I don't want to man is so sinful I don't want to live in them anymore
刚开始犯罪的时候神说、啊、神人 好罪恶好脏啊我都不要住在里面了
and what happened is that the spirit left
所以因为这个原因神的灵就离开了人的灵
now when Jesus died for us
当耶稣基督为我们死了以后
first thing happened is Holy Spirit dwells in us.
他所后面所最成就的一个很美好的事情，就是圣灵可以再次回到我们里面内住了。
So God was with Adam and Eve and with mankind until when man became so bad in chapter 6, the Holy Spirit said, I can't stand it anymore.
其实神的灵一直是跟人在一起的，直到创世纪六章这个时候犯了罪，神的灵才决定离开。
When Jesus rose from the dead, the Holy Spirit said, Yes, hallelujah, let me come back.
当耶稣从死里复活以后，圣灵就好开心地说，哎呀，哈利路亚，我又终于可以回到我那个之前的居住的地方。
So when the Holy Spirit come into you, that's God with us.
所以当圣灵居住在你的里面的时候，就是神与你们同在的意思。
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
弟兄姊妹们能听明白
吗？ This is the return of the Holy Spirit.
这个我是指圣灵回住到我们里
面。We are his temple.
说我们就是神的
殿。 And so to me, when you say God with us, it's not only Jesus come to us, it is the Holy Spirit coming to us.
所以我希望大家知道，当你们说神与我同在的时候，想的不仅仅只是耶稣的同在，更是圣灵内住的这种同在。
And we see in John chapter 14, he said, I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever.
所以约翰福音的十四章十六节说，我要求父，父就赐给你们另外一位保惠师，使他永远与你们同在。
So do you understand?
你们明白吗？
God it wants to be with us.
神好想跟我们同在。
And Jesus has made it possible.
耶稣让这个同在
that the Holy Spirit abide in us.
让圣灵居住在我们里面。
So what is God's plan?
那神的计划是什么？
Why does he want to give us the Holy Spirit?
为什么神这么迫切的要把圣灵给我们？
Because he wants to, because all three Trinity want to be with you.
因为神的那个三个位格其实都想跟我们在一起。
So Christmas is not just Christ coming to us.
所以我们讲到圣诞节不要仅仅只是讲到
Christmas is
耶稣基督道成肉身。
The Trinity coming to us.
其实是整个神父子圣灵都想进入到我们
里面。 Christmas is only just the beginning of God's strategy of His indwelling presence.
因为圣诞节的真正的意义是神刚刚开始了他的计划，第一步就是让他的灵能够进入到我们里面。
And that's why it is very important for all of us Christians to know God is with me, because that's the aim of God. He wants to be with us.
所以神这么迫切地想跟我们同在，那对于你我而言是不是这么的至关重要，我们要意识到他同在的方式呢？
God is your stalker.
神就是像那个跟着你的那种跟随者。
He will follow you all the time.
他就像跟踪者一样一直跟着你。
Everywhere you go, he is there.
不管你去到哪里他都跟踪你，跟踪狂。
He is there.
他一直都是跟踪你的。
He want to be with you.
他一直都想跟你在一起。
Why? So that he can judge you?No.
为什么是跟着你想要抓到你做错的地方吗？
So that he can catch you out. No.
他想抓到你错处，然后能说你吗？不是。
Is God coming to you like an inspector, like a police?
神难道像个检察官一样，像个警察一样的这样跟着你吗？像跟踪狂一样。
He comes to us because of love.
他来到我们一直跟踪的这个原因，是因为他好爱我们。
You know, every time when my wife goes out for more than 3 hours,
每次当我的妻子要是离开家超过三小时的话
，I ring her.
我就会打电话了。
Where are you?
我说你在哪里。
My children, I go, Dad.
然后我的孩子们就会说，爸爸。
Why do you do that?
你干这种事情干什么？
Because I miss her.
我说我想我太太不行吗？
You've been married for so long.
他说你都结婚这么多年了，三个小时都不行吗？
Because if you love someone, you always want to be with them.
因为你要是真的爱一个人的话，你是巴不得时时刻刻的跟他们在一起的，不是吗？
Amen. It sounds disgusting.
听着好像很肉麻哈。
It sounds embarrassing.
听起来很肉麻，很尴尬。
But love makes you do strange things.
但是在爱里就会有这种奇奇怪怪的事情。
That's why your God, my God, he is strange.
所以你我的神就是这么的奇怪，要当跟踪狂。
He does strange things.
他就这样故意来跟踪你，奇怪
的事情发生。That doesn't even make sense to us.
哪怕你都不觉得理解他为什么要这
样做。Why? Because he loves us.
为什么？就是因为爱我们的缘故。
He loves us so much that being with us is not enough. He has to be in you.
他就是爱我们爱到在你旁边都不行，他要进入到你的里面去。
In you speaks about intimacy.
在你的里面去是一种非常亲密的感
觉。Intimacy speaks about being one with you.
因为亲密感是二者合为一的感觉。
Now, not just the Holy Spirit is in you.
不光是圣灵在你的里面。
This is why this is crazy. In chapter 14 of John, verse 17, it says, Jesus said,The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for that he dwells with you and will be in you.
所以约翰福音十四章十七节说，他就是真理的灵，是世人不能接受的，因为他们既看不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
And verse 18 tells you why.
十八节要告诉你为什么。
This is the reason why God wants to be with you.
为什么神这么要跟踪着你，就想跟你在一起，在你里
面。Because he loves you.
因为他好爱好爱你。
Why?
为什么？
Because he doesn't want you to be an orphan.
因为他不想撇下你们为孤儿。
The reason why God wants to be with you.
这是为什么神想。
I want to be with me.
爱你，想在你的里面。
He doesn't want you to be an orphan.
因为他不想撇下你们为孤儿。
Mothers and fathers, isn't that your greatest wish?
所以父母们，难道这不是你们自己对孩子的心愿吗？
You do not want your children to be unloved and become orphans.
你们不想让自己的孩子变得不被爱，像孤儿一样吗？
You will do everything.
你们会做所有的事情。
To make sure that they're loved.And they've got mom and dad.
就让他们确定他们是被爱的，有爸爸妈妈的。
That's why all of us can say, God is with me, I'm not an orphan.
所以我们才会这么自信地说，神就是跟我们同在，我们不是孤儿。
God is with me, and I'm not an orphan.
神跟我同在，我就不是一个孤儿。
That's why whenever the devil lies to you, you say, be quiet. I am not an orphan.
所以如果有魔鬼的伎俩在对你说话的时候，你就会跟他说，闭嘴，我不是孤儿。
Amen. God does not want you to be an orphan.
神不想让你成为孤儿。
So what happens?
那怎么做呢？
He said, I will come to you.
他就接着说，我必要到你这里来。
At that day, you will know that I am in the Father.
到那日，你们就会知道我在父里
面。And you are in me.
你们在我里面。
And I in you.
我也在你们里面。
This is God making sure he's really in you.
这个就是神在确定，再确定他真在你里面。
In other words, by the Holy Spirit, Christ and the Father is also in you.
换句话说，借着圣灵的内住，连基督和父神都跟着一起住进来了。
Amen. When the Holy Spirit comes into your heart, He dwells in there.
当圣灵进入到你的里面，他住下来了。
According to this verse,
那借着这个经文，我们就看到。
The Father and the Son also moves in.
连父神和耶稣都跟着一起搬家进来到你的里面了。
They make sure.
他想确定说。
They make sure that you really don't feel like an orphan.
他想确定说你一点都不孤单，一点都不像孤儿。
Isn't that wonderful?
这么美好的事情是吗？
In me is not just the Holy Spirit.
所以在我里面住的还不只是圣灵哦。
The Holy Spirit's presence is also the presence of the Father and the Son.
圣灵的同在，同时也是我们父神的同在，也是基督
的同在。Don't try and understand that.
不用用头脑来理解这件事情，
Just accept it.
就接受就好了。
That God in three is in you.
那有三个位格的神都在我的里面。
And to me, that's what it means, God with me.
所以于我而言，这才是我说的神与我同在的意思。
Amen.The Emmanuel is not just Christ coming.
So, Emmanuel,
Christ just begins the process.
以马内利不是说只有基督来了，基督只是第一步。
Being a baby is just a process.
刚开始变成婴儿也只是计划的
第一步。But in the end,
但最后
Christ is in me.
连基督都进来了。
The Holy Spirit is in me.
圣灵也在里面。
The Father is in me.
父神更在我里面。
What happened in Book of Genesis is now reversed.
那以前发生在创世纪的事情，现在反向行之了。
We become the temple of God.
我们自己又成为了神的殿。
Isn't that wonderful?
是不是很美好？
So when it comes to the coming year,
所以在接下来的一年，
you dread what's going to happen.
你也许会担心会发生什么。
You're thinking about your future.
会担心你的未来。
You've got all kinds of things that are telling you.
头脑里面有各种想法。
This is the orphan mentality.
这种焦虑感就是一个孤儿的心。
I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm alone.
总是觉得啊、哦，我好孤单，我好孤单。
Oh God, where are you? Where are you? Where are you?
神啊，神啊，你在哪里？
主啊，主啊，救我，救我。
Lord, Lord, save me.
死啦，死啦。
Dead, I'm dead.
And all the time, God is in here.
但实际上你喊归喊哦，其实神一直在说，我在你里面呢。
What I recommend you to do.
所以我想让建议你们做的是
Whenever you pray,
每当你们祷告时
the eyes of your, eyes of your mind,
把你们的心眼
look downwards,
放在里面，向里面看
while your eyes look upwards.
而不是往外看，往上
看。 That's how I pray. My eyes look up, my other eyes look down.
所以我呢是我的肉体的眼睛往上看，我的心眼呢是往里面走的。
You know, many times when people come out to pray for me to pray for them.
所以当有人说要我来祷告给他们的时候哈
，My eyes are looking down.
我的心的眼睛是往里面看，往内观的。
God, what is that you want them to do? What do I need to say?
我在里面问我的主说，主啊，你想说什么
？When I speak a word of prophecy, I look down.
当我要有预言想说的时候，我都是往里面看。
As the Holy Spirit, what do I say to them?
我都是问圣灵啊，我要对他们说什么呢
？The Holy Spirit is on the inside.
因为我的圣灵是住在我的里面，在里面的。
The power is in the inside.
那个最大的能力是在我的里面的。
And that is why being God being with you is an experience.
所以神在你的里面这种是真实的经历。
Because you experience He is with you.
你就是实实在在的知道他在你里面，他还对你说话。
He energizes you.
他在里面给你力量和能力。
He makes you think in a certain way.
他会让改变你的思维，让你能换一个方式来思考。
Every time when you have an argument with your wife or your husband,
当你跟你的配偶吵架的时候
，Guarantee
你肯定会这样。
The Holy Spirit on the inside.
然后里头的圣灵就
give you a thought.
就给你一个想法。
Do you think that's right?
你觉得这个对不对
？Do you think that's right?
你觉得这个占理吗
？And even I say yes.
也许我会说是的，我占理。
I am right.
我是占理的。
Yeah, she is wrong and I'm right.
她错了，我对了。
I say Holy Spirit, I will not listen to you.
然后我说圣灵，我才不要听你的呢，我是对的。
Guess what? It doesn't last more than 1 second.
但是你猜猜怎么着？都一秒钟都不需要到。
Inside,
马上里面，
feel,
然后就有一个叹息。
He convicts you.
然后他马上会改变你的想法。
He makes you feel that's wrong, you know.
他会觉得让你知道，哎呀，我错了。
And you say, No, I'm right.
然后你又说，不不，我是对的。
And then he turns on.
然后底下又有工作在里面发生。
It becomes more difficult.
然后就越来越觉得你犟嘴的那个可能性很小了。
Until you say, Holy Spirit.
直到你说圣灵啊。
I am wrong.
我错了。
You are right.
你对了。
Then go and apologize.
然后圣灵说，去道歉吧。
And you go, 老婆，对不起。
And then I go, dear wife, I'm sorry.
That's what the Holy Spirit does.
这就是圣灵说的话。
Amen. That's what we need him.
所以我们需要圣灵啊。
Because I think I'm right.
当我们自以为自己都对的时候
But the Holy Spirit said that's wrong.
圣灵却会告诉你你错了。
And if I insist on being right, the Holy Spirit will turn on.
就算我使劲的去站理说我要对的话，圣灵也会不停的在你里面搅动，直到你到悔改的时候。
And then in life,
所以在生命中
When you think a certain direction, I know I'm right, I'm going to think this way.
你自己有一个计划的时候，你说我要往这条路来
But after prayer,
但是祷告之后
The Holy Spirit begins to change your mind.
圣灵却改变了你的主意。
That's tangible presence of God.
这是那我说的那看得见的神的工作。
Sometimes when you're so down,
很多时候当你低落的时候
And when you're praying,
你就开始祷告。
The Holy Spirit manifests in front of you.
然后圣灵就在你的面前彰显。
You feel His tangible presence.
他让你实实在在的感觉到他。
And it's like he clothes you with love.
就好像他用各样的爱来包围你。
And he says to you, it's okay, son, you will do it.
让你觉得他就对你说没有问题的孩子。
He gives you the courage. He gives you the strength.
他鼓励你，给你勇气，给你力量。
That's an experience.
这是一种经历。
Amen. Other times when you worship,
还有在你在敬拜的时候
His presence come like electricity.
神的同在就像电一样的触摸你
In order to strengthen you,
为了让你得到能力
Charge you,
为了让你充满电
Make you feel happier,
让你在开始喜乐
Because he knows you need it.
因为他知道这是你当时所需要的。
That's an experience.
这是真实的经历。
That's further confirmation that he is with you.
这是再次确定你已经知道的那件事情，就是神与你同
在。And when you're so down, when you're so depressed, you don't want to pray, you don't want to go to church, you want to don't do anything.
在你抑郁的时候，
you just want to lie down and die.
当你抑郁的时候，你就决定躺平，我哪里都不要去，什么事情都不要做的时候。
And when you close your eyes.
然后当你闭上眼睛，
He speaks to you in your dream.
他就对你在梦里面说话。
No wonder why David said, "Wherever I go, I cannot get away from him."
难怪大卫王说，我要去哪里去逃避你
的灵。Even David said, "Even when I want to go to hell, the Holy Spirit said, 'I'm coming with you.'"
大卫王都说我哪怕是逃到，
我都来了。
你都是跟踪狂，要跟着我。
We think we can escape God.And go to hell. God is coming with us.
我们觉得我们要逃避神的面，可是神就像跟踪狂一样的跟着我们。
He's with us.
因为他一直想跟我们同在。
So in this Christmas, no matter what circumstances we find ourselves,
所以这个圣诞节，不管我们在什么样的光景当中，我们都确定的知道神的同在。
If we need faith, He will give us faith.
如果你需要信心，神给信心。
If we need courage, He will give us courage.
你需要勇气，神给勇气。
Every day, I pray, God give me wisdom.
每天我祷告，神要给我智慧。
And he will give you wisdom.
他就给我智慧。
Amen. What do you need?
那你所需要的是什么？
You don't need to look up there. You look down here.
你不要眼睛往上看，你的心眼往里面内观哦，往里面看。
God is with me.
神在我的里面。
I am not an orphan.
我根本就不是孤儿。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的主耶稣。
You are Lord and King.
你是主是王。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵啊，你来到我们里面。
Come.Holy Spirit, come into our meeting now.
主啊，你今天就在我们的聚会当中。
And touch our hearts.
来触摸我们的生
命。And remind us you are here.
来提醒我们你是这样的同在。
You are here, Lord.
主啊，你就与我们同在，就在这里。
Holy Spirit, you are here.
圣灵，你就在这里。
We glorify Jesus.
我们今天荣耀我们的主基督。
Jesus is King.
耶稣基督是王。
Father, thank you for your love.
父神，谢谢你给我们的爱。
Thank you for your goodness and kindness towards us over this year.
谢谢你的良善在我们这一年的生命当中。
Jesus is King.
耶稣基督是王。
Jesus is exalted.
耶稣基督被高举了。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
I thank you for Christmas.
我谢谢你为了这个圣诞节。
That you send your Son.
你让你的儿子道成肉身，来成为我们当中的一个人。
We thank you, Father.
谢谢你，父神，谢谢你。
We thank you, Father.
谢谢你，主啊。
We thank you, Father.
谢谢主。
Let's all stand.
让我们一起起立。
We thank you, Father.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
We thank you, Father.
谢谢主。
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
I just want to encourage you.
我想来鼓励你们。
To really remember this.
要真的要记住哦。
That God is with me.
神真的是与你我同在。
And that He dwells in me.
他就住在我的里面。
He dwells in me.
他住在我的里面。
I am His temple.
我就是神的灵的殿。
I am His temple.
我是圣灵的殿。
Hallelujah. I am His temple.
我是神的殿。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came and gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love.For the nail pierced hands, wash me in your cleansing flow. Now all I know, your forgiveness and embrace.Oh,
worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Thank you for the love, Lord. Thank you for the price.
God is with me. I am not an orphan.
You
God is with me. God is with me. I am not an orphan. I am not an orphan. God is with me. God is with me. And I really encourage you. You need to confess this. Over and over again. Until you believe. And then the devil will leave you alone. Because he knows you will always believe.
And
God is with you. God is with me. God is with me. God is with me. The Holy Spirit is with me.
圣灵与我同在。
The Father and the Son is with me.
父神和子都与我同在。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
The Holy Spirit's indwelling presence.
圣灵内住在我里面。
It's God's indwelling presence.
父神也在我里面。
I am the temple of the Holy Spirit.
我是神的殿。
Fill me, Lord.
主啊，来充满。
Fill me, Lord.
充满我这个殿。
充满我。
充满我 Fill
me,
Lord.
Jesus. God is with me.
神与我同在。
God is with me.
神与我同在。
I am not an orphan.
我不是一个孤儿。
He is with me.
他一直与我同在。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord. Let us sink in. Let your heart believe that.
让这个消息真的进入到你的里面，让你心真实的相信。
God loves you so much that He dwells in you.
神这么的爱你，他都要追着住到你的里面。
This is the treasure.
这么大的宝贝。
This is the divine nature.
这样子的如此神圣的生命在我们里面，竟然在我们里面。
This is the treasure.
这是一个宝贝。
Is in you.
是个宝藏在我们里面。
主啊，我感谢你。
主啊，我们谢谢这个宝藏。主啊，谢谢你。
That you are with me.
你这样的与我同在。
That you are with me.
你就与我同在。
That you are with me in 2025.
你在2025年也与我同在。
You are with me.
主啊，你跟我同在。
You're gonna walk with me.
你要和我一起同行。
And I'm gonna go through this road that is in front of me.
我就会走在你给我铺的这条道路上。
Whether it's smooth or rough.Whether it's narrow or wide,
不管是宽的、窄的，还是平滑的路，
Whether it's
还是崎岖的路
or flat,
不管是什么样的，好走不好走，逆境或顺境，
you are with me.
你都与我同在。
You are with me.
主啊，你与我同在。
Those challenges in front of you, God is with you.
就算你在面临困难，神仍然与你同在。
The mountains will become like molehills.
就连大山都可以被推倒在你面前。
The crooked path shall be made straight.
就算是那些弯曲的路，都会为你放直。
Because God is with you.
因为神与你同在。
You and I are the most powerful people on earth.
你和我是这世上最有能力的人。
Because the power of God is in me.
因为那蛮有能力的主尽在我们里面。
Nothing is impossible.
没有不可能的事情。
Because the God of the impossibility is in me.
因为那叫不可能变成可能的神在我里面。
When I am weak, He is strong.
当神说我跟你在一起，你就会变得强壮。
When I mess up, He is gracious.
就在我软弱的时候，神仍然对我有恩典。
When I am full of guilt, He is forgiving.
当我自责的时候，神仍然宽恕我。
Because He is my Father.
因为他是我的父亲。
And I am not an orphan.
我不是一个孤儿。
He is my friend.
他是我的朋友。
I am not lonely.
我也不是孤儿，不是孤单的。
He dwells in me.
他住在了我的里面。
I am not an orphan.
我不是一个孤儿。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. If you need prayer, come forward.
大家请坐。如果你们需要代祷，请到前面来。